This next segment is all about Eskimos and was brought about because I happened upon the record that starts it off and just had to share it. We've heard from Harry Reaser a couple of times already in the show, but here he is again with another of his bands, the Clico Club Eskimos.
Seen an Eskimo in the land of snow at the pole, you know. Did you ever hear the music that they play up there? It's a bear, it's a bear, it's a polar bear. Did you ever see them dancing on an icy floe? They are frozen so just to get a glow. Dancing in their bear skins, warming up their bear skins, wobbling the North Pole total low. Oh, 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 Miss Eskimo, leave your blubber and away we go. Keep dancing, keep prancing to the Eskimo ragtime. It don't matter whether young or old, your teeth will chatter and your blood run cold. So keep playing, keep swaying, jump from crag to crag. Keep right on moving or you sure will freeze. You are catching cold when you begin to sneeze. It's a darn bad place for BVDs. When you do that Eskimo 42 below, do that Eskimo rag. Men and women dress alike up there and so well, you never know just who is your beau. You may think that you are dancing with a man, it's great. Guess again, it's your cousin Kate. When the ice begins to form upon your face, it's soft. And whenever you cough, why it all falls off. That's against the custom. People never bust them. Everyone there is frozen face. Just hear this cold story, Smith. Crack your face because I want a kiss. Keep dancing, keep prancing to the Eskimo ragtime. It don't matter whether young or old, your teeth will chatter and your blood run cold. So keep playing, keep swaying, jump from crag to crag. Keep right on moving or your show will freeze. You are catching cold when you begin to sneeze. It's a darn bad place for BVDs. When you do that Eskimo 42 below, do that Eskimo rag.
Break the ice and don't say snow. Don't be like an Eskimo with me. Thank you. 'cause my thoughts are legal. Must you treat me quite so regal? Must I treat you like a beagle? Bappa dee da ba doo da doo da. Kiss me and the breezes blow. Break the ice and don't say snow. Don't be like an Eskimo with me.
Joe Hames and his orchestra with Cliff Wetterau taking the vocal honors on Don't Be Like an Eskimo from December 29, 1934. Before that, we heard Charles Folker and his orchestra and the Eskimo Song, recorded by an OK Field unit in Atlanta, Georgia, in June of 1923. Charles Folker was a multi-instrumentalist, and you could hear him playing clarinet in that recording. He also wrote the Eskimo Song, as well as a song which is far more well-known, My Pretty Girl, which his band recorded, but was a hit for Gene Goldkett. Before Charles Folker, it was the Denver Nightingale, Billy Murray, with the Eskimo Rag. Eskimo Rag was composed by George Botsford, with the lyrics by Gene C. Haviz, and that Victor recording was made June 17, 1912. We started off that Eskimo set with the Clico Club Eskimos and a musical nod to Anton Dvorak with Humor Eskimo, from February 23, 1928. Tom Stack sang the Alfred Bryan lyrics, and Pete Wendling and Henry Birchman wrote the tune.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
As I was browsing through records for this show, I happened upon one about camels. So this next segment is all about camels. And while you're listening, see if you can remember which species of camel has one hump and which has two. Here are the rhythmic troubadours.
Alibaba, 40 thieves had he. Out for what we all want, lots of LSD. He also had a camel, stole it from a zoo. How he loved the camel, and the camel loved him too.
Oh, how the camel loved Alibaba.
Alibaba's camel loved Alibaba so. No matter where he went to, the camel had to go. They say he's gone to heaven, but this I know is true. Wherever Alibaba's gone, his camel's gone there too. Crossing the equator, gee, how hot it was. Poor old Alibaba fussed and swore because he was so very thirsty, and everybody knows it's horrible to walk for miles with sand between your toes.
Oh, how the camel loved Alibaba.
Alibaba's camel turned round and licked his hand. It said, oh, Alibaba, I surely understand. We must find an oasis and get a drink somehow. But hark, I hear the temple bells, they'll all be open now.
Thank you.
Baba's camel loved Alibaba so. No matter where he went to, the camel had to go. They say he's gone to heaven, but this I know is true. Wherever Alibaba's gone, his camel's gone there too.
Thank you. speak now from the subject, the black camel's death.
All right.
Travels in the path of misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. The locomotive engineer misunderstood his message.
Yes.
Fails to take the siding. And the black camel death meets him and others. Swept into the judgment.
All right, sir.
Many passengers and the engineers all gone to the judgment by failing to understand. Black camel's death pulled him into eternity. The fast driver of a car, the auto car, sees the curves and the signals and fails to understand the danger.
All right.
He rides on in a hurry. He's in such a hurry. The faster he goes, the faster he wants to go. Till he meets another fast-going car right around the curve.
Bridget.
And he goes on a head-on collision. And the black camel death meets them in the path of misunderstanding. And into the judgment he goes. Oh, yes. That loving wife, she fails to understand her husband. And she goes the wrong route. And by and by, it winds up in dissatisfaction and death. Because the black camel death got on the trail. And so with the flying machine, the man that gets in there and flies away like a bird. And goes way over towards the ocean and the sea. Takes a long journey. Fails to put enough oil in his machine. And fails to put enough gas in his machine. And he goes on flying. And by and by, into some hammock. Into some wilderness he's gone down. And we see him no more. Black camel that met.
He's there, my Lord.
Sing it good, children.
The Reverend J.M. Gates' recording career began in 1926, and he made a couple of hundred records of his sermons, a couple of which I've played on the show before. Now, that wasn't Reverend Gates we just heard, but the Reverend J.M. Milton, one of a number of imitators which sprang up, hoping to capitalize on Reverend Gates' success, and it's likely that wasn't even his real name. That was The Black Camel of Death, recorded November 5, 1929, and other sermons Reverend Milton recorded included Damnation Train and Silkworms and Boll Weevils. The title refers to the Turkish proverb, "Death is a black camel which kneels at every man's gate," meaning life doesn't last forever, and sooner or later you must ride the camel. Before the Reverend Milton, it was a decidedly more upbeat record, Ted Lewis and his band with the Camel Walk. The Camel Walk was a dance from the 1910s, which originated in vaudeville shows, and like a lot of dances from the era, was considered by many to be rather vulgar. It's sure a nice tune, however. The Camel Walk was preceded by the Merry Melody Men and Camel Land, camel spelled with a K. The Merry Melody Men was variously known as Billy Murray's Melody Men and Billy Murray and his Melody Men, but it's not known how much, if anything, Billy Murray had to do with the group other than singing on two sides, recorded for Edison in 1929. Camel Land was on a Vocalion 78 waxed around August of 1920. We began that camel set with the Rhythmic Troubadours, directed by Stan Greening and Ali Baba's Camel. The vocalist on that November 4, 1931 recording was Fred Douglas, and the line, "Out for what we all want, lots of LSD," refers not to hallucinogens, but to the abbreviation for pounds, shillings, and pence. Oh, and by the way, the dromedary or Arabian camel has one hump, and the Bactrian has two. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. A number of artists had birthdays this past week, and we're going to celebrate a few of them, beginning with Irving Aronson and his Crusaders.
Thank you. thumping and bumping, thumping and bumping all the day through. Right from the start, aching for something, making me blue. Hear it bump, hear it jump, hear it bump, hear it knock. Hear it click like a lock, tick, tick, tock like a clock. You've got my heart thumping and bumping, thumping and bumping over you. Thank you.
We began that segment with the very first record listed in the two-volume, 2,000-plus-page American dance band discography, Irving Aronson and his Crusaders, before they were the Commanders, with Don't Wake Me Up, Let Me Dream. The Crusaders recorded four sides for Edison that went on January 20th, 1926, but only two were issued. After that, they changed the name of the group to the Commanders and signed with Victor. Irving Aronson was born February 7, 1896, and was followed by U.B. Blake and his orchestra with Thumpin' and Bumpin', from a Victor test pressing waxed June 3, 1931. James Hubert Blake was born February 7, 1897, and that record shows he was much more than just a ragtime pianist. He was also a composer, perhaps best known for I'm Just Wild About Harry. He didn't write Thumpin' and Bumpin', however. That was composed by Donald Haywood. Born on exactly the same day as Irving Aronson, on February 7, 1896, was bandleader, songwriter, and pianist Earl Burnett. We heard Earl in his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra with an unidentified vocal quartet who were doing the boom boom on August 9, 1929. And we finished up with Jimmy Durante's jazz band with Why Cry Blues, written by Jimmy Durante and Akil Joseph Baquet. James Francis Durante was born February 10, 1893, and before he became a comedian and actor, was a full-time ragtime pianist, billed as Ragtime Jimmy.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
We haven't done this in a while. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the Goofus Five.
Another case of firemen, spread your net on a pot. She's a tart, she's a hot tamale of mine. Thank you.
love to see. She had a way of bragging, kept her tongue a-wagging with every woman she'd meet. So her bosom friend vamped her loving man. He quit her cold as ice. Now she never has so much to say, but gives every woman this advice. Open your eyes, woman, be wise, and don't you advertise your man. It's all right to have a little bird in the bush, but it ain't like the one you've got in your hand. Your head will hang low, your heart will ache. You fattening frog for a vapid snake. So take a sip, hold your lip, and don't you advertise your
come to me.
we began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Goofus Five and Hot Tamale Molly. The vocalist on that February 9, 1925, OK-78 was Earl Rickard. Hot Tamale Molly was written by Herman Ruby, Gilbert Wells, and Bud Cooper, and was followed by Rosa Henderson, born Rosa Deschamps on November 24, 1896, in Henderson County, Kentucky. She left home and joined her uncle's traveling show, touring around the South, and in 1918 she teamed up with Slim Henderson, whom she married later that year, hence Rosa Henderson. Slim Henderson died in 1928, but Rosa continued to work in vaudeville up until about 1932. We heard Don't Advertise Your Man from an Edison disc waxed February 10, 1925. Rosa Henderson was followed by America's Sweetheart, Ruth Etting, and I'll Get By As Long As I Have You. That Columbia 78 was made February 11, 1929, and I'll Get By was written by Fred Allert and Roy Turk. We finished up with Alex Hill and his orchestra and Southbound, an Alex Hill composition from February 8, 1930. And we've got time for still one more. Here are the Virginians. The Virginians, under the direction of Ross Gorman, and Teddy Bear Blues, written by James H. Jackson. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.
Mm-hmm.